Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Andrew Slade in the studios this morning. Wow, what a treat. Long time no schmooze, fella.
Good morning. I think I brought my pet frog with me, too.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. That was always nice.
Or maybe I'll just do the whole show in a Kermit voice.
Well, I told you that you can do the show in whatever voice you want, because that's the way it is with longtime friends and, stuff. It's great to have you along.
I'll just do me here.
So you're still wearing your Minnesota Environmental Partnership hat.
Yeah, yep.
And we chatted this morning before we went on the air to try to remember which Jane Austen book / movie had the characters talking about being excessively diverted and how this was a wonderful thing.
Okay.
This kind of diversion, in that case, is a wonderful thing. But when we start talking about diverting water out of the Great Lakes, all of a sudden that's a...
Not
such a good idea.
Right.
Now, nobody's trying to divert water out of Lake Superior.
Not yet.
No. But Waukesha, Wisconsin...
Right.
...has a diabolical plan to divert...
Your words.
My words, exactly. To divert water out of Lake Michigan.
Right.
So what's that about?
Well, can we turn the clock back a little bit?
Yeah.
Do we have time for that?
Yeah.
So back in 1998, a guy in Sault Ste. Marie had a great idea. He said,
right,
I'm going to, you know, boy, the people in somewhere across the ocean need fresh water. So I'm going to load up a tanker right here in Lake Superior and bring it over to... wherever it was, the Far East somewhere. And he actually got a permit from Ontario to do that because there's no way to say no to that. And that was such a shock to people all over the Great Lakes, but, you know, especially here in Lake Superior, that someone could just do that. That led pretty quickly to, well, government-wise pretty quickly. It took 10 years, but to create...
Which is like overnight in government time.
Right. But to create, to get all the governors and all the premier, all the governments around the Great Lakes together to say, no, we cannot allow that, and but they needed to create a treaty to do that, an international treaty, which is called the Great Lakes Compact, and the Great Lakes Compact essentially says you can't do it, you cannot take water out of the Great Lakes watershed. However, there's a few exemptions to that,
of course,
and it gets kind of technical. But if you're in a county that straddles the watershed boundary line, then you're allowed to apply for an exemption. But you still have to prove that you need it. There's no other alternative, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so for example, say here we are in St. Louis County, and maybe like way, way, way up north or something on the northern end of St. Louis County. There's somebody that, you know, that their county's right next door to St. Louis County, and they might say, yeah, but we're right next door to St. Louis County, and so we want
that would be possibly the precedent that would be set by this. And so the city of Waukesha has problems with radium in their drinking water. They're reliant on groundwater, and they thought they had a pretty good pitch to that they should be able to get an exemption for this. So they've applied for an exemption to take water out of Lake Michigan. They'll build a pipe down to near the lake, take, I forget, 5 million gallons a day or something out of that, treat it and put it back, and bring it back into Lake Michigan via another river. But a lot of people who look at their proposal say, you know, in all honesty, they don't need that. You know, they could filter their water like a lot of communities in southeastern Wisconsin do and get rid of the radium that way. Their use of water has been declining every year for 20 or 30 years. They don't need the Lake Michigan water, and this is not the place to set a precedent for that.
Okay, so is the idea, too, is part of the idea that if we open the door, you know, what you always hear from people, well, if we do it for you,
right,
if we make an exception for you, we have to do it for everybody.
Right.
So is that part of the idea that
you don't really
want to open that door?
Yeah, this will be the first test of the compact, and this is the first place where actual details will be applied, and will set a precedent for other places. You know, I forget the expression, but basically, it's not just the law that you pass, but it's the legal action that follows it that creates the real impact of that law.
Right.
And so
that's how it's carried out.
Right, how it's carried out.
And so folks up here, that even though this really has nothing to do with Lake Superior, folks up here are, and the Minnesota Environmental Partnership is involved. Now, My first thought would have been, well, Minnesota has nothing to say about this. Why do we care? Is this solidarity? But actually, the Minnesota's governor, Mark Dayton, does
exactly
get to
right.
weigh in on
yeah.
this.
So the way the compact is set up, a diversion could only be approved if every Great Lakes governor approves it. And all it takes is one governor to say no, and the whole thing can't move forward. So, essentially, Governor Dayton has veto power over something that might happen in Lake Erie or Lake Michigan in this case. And that really is a testimony to this whole sort of we're all in this together approach that the compact really stresses.
Do you have any insight at all about which way the governor plans to vote? Has he already gone on record saying, I'm going to say this, that, or the next thing?
Nope, heard nothing from the governor. Okay. You know, he's making a big deal in his last couple of years as governor. He's going to be the water governor. We just had the water summit down in St. Paul this weekend. And he's very passionate, very articulate about water issues. And so this has certainly been an opportunity for him to step forward. So I wanted to mention that there's going to be the one only public event, public input session for this will be this Thursday here in Duluth. A bunch of us working on this. You know, it's one of those things, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it.
Or you might get put on a committee.
Yeah, right. So we asked for a public hearing and we suggested it be in Duluth. And so the Minnesota DNR this Thursday, March 3rd, is having a hearing in downtown Duluth at the Holiday Inn. So
now, the hearing is going to be an accurate way of, you know, and whatever little report or minutes get written up from the meeting and the hearing will be an accurate way of gauging how people in our community feel about it. But is it going to have any legal bearing or any kind of a bearing one way or the other on what actually happens with this proposal?
No, really, the decider for from our perspective, the decider is Governor Dayton.
Okay.
And so,
this information in Maine would go to Governor Dayton and say, "Oh, and by the way, here's what a sampling of people thought about
right,
the idea."
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And Governor Dayton has been very responsive to, you know, local people's interests and passions and stuff. So, you know, I'd really encourage people, if this is an issue that you can, if you care about, you don't need to know all the details of the engineering report or the, you know, amount of radium and how deep the groundwater is. You know, if you're concerned or passionate about Lake Superior, if you don't like the idea of water being taken out of the Great Lakes that's not needed, my words, and a lot of engineers' words, please come and please have your say.
And we'll get a link set up so that folks can find the information. You've got a Facebook page with the information about the event. We'll get a link set up so that folks can click on that get more information.
Yeah, so 5 to 6 at the Holiday Inn downtown Duluth is an open house.
5 to 8.
5 to 6 is the open house where you can kind of mill around. There might be cookies. I don't know. Often there is.
Well, you didn't say that in the invitation.
And then at 6 o'clock, some representatives from the city of Waukesha will do a short presentation about why this is a good deal for them. And then it's open comment period from then on. So
and folks can ask them some questions.
Maybe. Or at least may have their, you know, state your mind.
Right. Okay. So. Fascinating. Andrew, it is so good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Andrew Slade this morning with the Minnesota Environmental Partnership, our guest this morning on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.